Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Tuesday, the 12th of November. Coming up, pregnant women urged to get flu jab.
You having the vaccine can protect your baby for up to 6 months of age. You know, and that's really quite significant.
Former cricketer takes up career as firefighter.
I realised I needed to have that sort of focus and do something. And it takes hard work to get there, but I had that end goal.
And Paralympian sets sights on new sport.
I actually started when I was 13, and then when skiing sort of took over a little bit, I had to unfortunately give up rowing for a few years. But now I've taken it back up, now I've come back to uni.
Kent Online News.
First today, a man from Northern Ireland has appeared in court charged with the deaths of 39 people found in the back of a lorry near the Dartford Crossing. Eamon Harrison from County Down is accused of the manslaughter of the Vietnamese nationals who were found inside a trailer in Grays last month. Essex police are trying to extradite the 22-year-old lorry driver who's being held in the Republic of Ireland. Four people have gone on trial accused of murdering a man in Maidstone. Wesley Adeyinka died near his home in Knight Rider Street in February after being stabbed in the chest. The four men, who were aged between 18 and 39, are all from London and Surrey. Police are investigating after video emerged claiming to show an illegal fox hunt on the Kent-Sussex border. The drone footage shows a pack of dogs reportedly chasing and killing a fox on land between Romney Marsh and Rye at the weekend. Hunting wild animals was banned in this country in 2005. Pregnant women in Kent are being urged to get the flu jab, as stats show just 4 in 10 got it last year. Ursula Marsh, who's the head of midwifery at the East Kent Hospitals Trust, has been telling Nicola how important it is to get vaccinated.
Predominantly, women, when they're pregnant, they tend to feel quite fit and healthy. But I think what they often forget is that when you are pregnant, that your body's immune system is naturally weaker. And actually, as a result, the flu can cause really serious complications for women during their pregnancy and indeed for their babies. And I think because it's pregnancy is often seen as, you know, a very healthy period in your life as a woman. And if you contract the flu, it is indeed very serious. And certainly in my experience, where I have been a midwife for a number of years, in the last couple of years, I've seen some women become particularly unwell and, you know, very sadly having to have their babies prematurely, which actually separates them from their babies, their recovery period, and then indeed the period of time that the baby would need to spend within a special care baby unit until mum and baby are reunited and they're both well. But I think just going back to the uptake, yes, of course, you know, we always encourage women to remain fit and healthy in pregnancy. But I think it's also about giving them some assurances that actually this is, you know, this is a vaccine that will have great benefit, not just to them in protecting them, but also in protecting their unborn baby and indeed for a period of time after that. So I think it's important that the message is to say that this is okay. You know, we often say to women in pregnancy, don't eat this, don't take that, you know, don't go there. But, you know, it's really important that we do say that this is okay, and you can have this along with the whooping cough vaccine as well. So it is unfortunate that the uptake is very low, and within maternity services and particularly with community midwives, seeing women on a regular basis, they do encourage them to obtain the flu vaccine. And of course that can be obtained from a number of different specialties, but predominantly their GP practices.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there as far as promoting that it's a safe vaccine, because I know when I was expecting my daughter, I probably would have been quite worried, because as you say, you think, right, I'm not allowed to eat this, I can't eat that, I shouldn't be doing this. And immediately, if someone wants to put an injection in you, you're suddenly thinking, what's this going to do to the baby? And you probably think more about the baby than you do yourself sometimes.
Well, yes, indeed. And actually, you know, what we don't promote enough, I don't think anyway, is that actually, you know, you having the vaccine can protect your baby for up to 6 months of age, you know, and that's really quite significant protection, you know, for one vaccine for both mother and for baby. And the research, there's quite a lot of research now that is saying, you know, about how flu can kill. And I'm sure you have the statistics, but the Public Health England have published statistics of an average of 8,000 people every year worldwide. And that's an awful lot of people, you know, and I think, you know, over 3,000 people being admitted into an intensive care setting, you know, and just to have a vaccine has the potential to prevent all of that.
Do you think maybe we've started to use the word flu a bit too flippantly? I mean, I had a bit of a cold last week and someone said, oh, have you had flu? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I've had the flu once before and I know I couldn't hardly move. But a lot of people will say they've got flu when really they've just got a bit of a cold. Do you think we underestimate quite how serious flu is?
I think most definitely we do. You know, and for a, sadly, when a pregnant woman will and does get flu, she is seriously unwell. And I have seen a case previously where a woman has been intubated on ITU in an intensive care unit. You know, and that's a big deal when you're pregnant. And that's not the sort of thing you want to experience, you know, during your pregnancy. And then, as I said before, to have an early delivery and a baby being born prematurely has a whole element and of risk attached to that as well. But certainly I've had flu before and oh my goodness, you seriously can't even get out of bed. So it's much worse than just needing a bit of a 24-48 hours recoup time of some paracetamol, and but you know, you can still get about a bit. This is really serious, and you get, you know, quite considerable fever, high temperatures, headaches, really achy muscles, joint pain, and significant fatigue, actually. And certainly that was my experience as well. You know, people often say, oh, I've got flu, as you said. But, you know, the common cold is the common cold. It tends to go within a couple of days. It's a viral infection and you tend to be able to manage that physically. But indeed, flu does have much more intensive signs and symptoms and experiences and lasts a lot longer.
Nationally, the aim is to get 55% of pregnant women vaccinated.
Kent Online reports.
There's been another increase in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. According to new figures, 31,090 were claiming jobless benefits in the county in October. That's 970 more than the previous month. Swales saw the highest increase with 150 more people unemployed. Gravesham was the only place in the county which had a rise in employment. As severe flooding hits parts of northern England and the Midlands, climate change is being blamed for a huge rise in the number of flood alerts being issued here in Kent. Over the last 4 months, almost 50 have been in force across the county, compared to just 4 in the same period last year. Heavy rain and high tides have been causing concerns, and homes in Strood and Gravesend were flooded in September. It comes as forecasters are warning of heavy rain in Kent later this week. The Met Office have issued a yellow alert for the whole of Thursday. We're told the conditions could cause flooding and travel disruption. A man's been charged after someone went into a shop near Gravesend with a knife and stole cash from the till. Staff at the Nisa store on London Road in Northleat were threatened on Saturday. The 20-year-old from the town has appeared before magistrates and is due at Crown Court next month.
Kent Online News.
The owners of a farm near Maidstone where almost 50 people were treated for suspected carbon monoxide poisoning insist the company did nothing wrong. 4 people were taken to hospital following a reported gas leak at the industrial estate off Sutton Road in Langley last Wednesday. The boss of Charlton's farm says their tests can't figure out why people became so ill. The health and safety executive is also investigating. investigating. A supermarket's apologised after a mum bought baby milk for her 10-week-old son, then realised it was a month past its best before date. She noticed before giving any of the Aptamil from Sainsbury's near Whitstable to baby Jaden. A spokesman for the supermarket says stock has been checked to make sure it doesn't happen again. A former Kent cricketer who won the Ashes with England has been talking about his latest career change as he trains to be a firefighter. Geraint Jones has been a coach and teacher since retiring in 2015. The 43-year-old's been chatting to the Professional Cricketers Association about his ambitions.
I'm on a 2-week foundation course to become an on-call firefighter. Sandwich is my local station.
On day 3 of the foundation course, we have done some various theoretical input within the classroom and some practical drills out in the yard.
Good 6 to 9 months ago, I was here for fitness testing, go on an induction weekend, and then 6 weeks on our station, and then full on 2 weeks. And hopefully, by the end of it, you've become what they call competent.
It's just teamwork, whole part of the fire service is becoming part of the team and working as a team member, all strength and weaknesses. Competitive streak side of it, physical fitness, and probably the big one, and the level that he's been playing cricket at, he's used to pressure.
There's a few various reasons why. It's just something that's, I don't know, niggled away. And Alex Morris, I think he's a whole-time firefighter, so I remember him talking about it, and it probably maybe triggered something. It's a fantastic career, everyone that I speak to. It's so obvious the passion that they have for the job. It's something that, you know, there's one person out there who it triggers something, that'd be great. Every day is a learning day. A bit like cricket, where you say every time you go in the nets, you're looking to get better. Yesterday we had a really tough day here, and yeah, it took me back to, you know, sort of last session of a, you know, middle of the test match where legs are gone, hot conditions. It's never too early to start for me. But even before this, I'd started a university course online, simply in, like, you know, because I wanted to supplement what I was doing at school. I realised I needed to have that sort of focus and do something. And it takes hard work to get there, but I had that end goal. And I suppose now I'm fulfilling that and reaping the benefit.
We've got the full video on our website.
Kent Online reports.
It's emerged some of the work to regenerate a Kent town is due to be completed next month. The Spirit of Sittingbourne project includes a new cinema, hotel and restaurants like Nando's, Pizza Express and lounges. Developers say the Bourne Place leisure quarter opposite the railway station should be finished in December. A dog's been rescued after getting stuck down an abandoned badger set near Deal. Bella the terrier ran away from her owner at Bettshanger Park yesterday morning. It took staff and volunteers 2 hours to get her out, and they had to cut down 5 trees to reach her. This was the moment they finally managed to bring her to safety.
Oh, look at that. You used to be white, didn't you, Bella?
Yeah. Did someone lose a black dog?
Come on, Belly.
Belly's
stuck on the bottom.
Come on, Belly.
Good girl.
Belly.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
There's a good girl.
Oh. You can see the dramatic footage at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and we now know who the Kent teams will face in the second round of the FA Cup. If Gillingham win their replay against Sunderland, they'll welcome AFC Wimbledon or Doncaster Rovers to Priestfield. Elsewhere, Dover will travel to take on either Stevenage or Peterborough, and Maidstone will be away to Blackpool. Cricket now, and Kent's Zach Crawley has hit a century for England in a warm-up match ahead of their Test series against New Zealand. He retired on 103 not out against a New Zealand 11 overnight, with England finishing the first day in a strong position on 258 for one. And finally today, a Kent Paralympian is hoping to become one of very few athletes who've competed in the Winter and Summer Games. Millie Knight won 3 skiing medals in Pyeongchang in 2018 and was world champion the previous year. The 20-year-old is now at the Uni of Kent and has taken up rowing. She's also giving karate a go. Her and her coach Joe Phillips were on Team Talk on KMTV last night.
Skiing is obviously something that I've done all my life, and now going to university I have the opportunities to take up all these different sports, and karate is obviously something that I've wanted to do sort of all my life but I've never had the opportunity, and now I do, so I thought let's give this a try. But rowing is something I've done since I was 13, and I loved it. It was such an important part of my life at the time, until skiing sort of took over and I ended up going to the Sochi 2014 Winter Paralympics, which wasn't my goal. So obviously rowing had to sort of take a back step there. But now I'm back at university and taking up rowing again. So it's all such great cross training for skiing.
Mentioned great cross training, Joe. It's absolutely brilliant what Millie's doing. And we saw you talking in the piece there. She could go on to make history here.
Potentially, yeah. Potentially.
She's humble. Yes. She's very humble.
It's early days. It's early days. But she's got a great talent. Mm. And she's got the right mindset as well. So she really enjoys the sport, which helps. She's fit and she's very positive. So having known her and had been lucky enough to coach her when she was at school, when I started this new job in the beginning of this term, I knew Millie was at the university. And so I hunted her down and said, right, you're going to come back rowing. And she was there. Oh, yes, please. So
it's absolutely brilliant to see you going on to try these new sports as well. Just remind us how great it was winning those. It must seem like a bit of a while ago now.
It does. It certainly does. Those medals were absolutely insane. The previous year, I'd had a seriously bad concussion. And that had taken me sort of, 6 months to sort of recover from physically before I was able to get back onto snow and skiing. But around 2 years sort of mentally and sort of psychologically to get over. So I actually had the concussion on the Paralympic slope in Pyeongchang, where the Games would be the following year. So to stand in the start gate actually at the Paralympics thinking, oh, crikey, the last time I skied down here, I was blue-lighted off to hospital and sort of had a brain injury from it.
Makes the win that much sweeter, doesn't
it? Does,
it,
exactly.
Well?
And then when we first got back to racing after the crash, I was sort of 25 seconds behind and we really weren't where we wanted to be. And so it was really frustrating. And then when we crossed the line in Pyeongchang and we'd come second and we were 0.86 behind gold, it was phenomenal. To us, it felt like gold.
You've also... As well, we know you as the world paraskiing world champion as such, but you weren't able to defend your title this year. How gutting was that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so to be crowned sort of world champion was just insane. It was phenomenal. It really, really was. I did crash at the end of that one too.
Well, we don't talk about that part.
I have learnt how to stop since. Yeah. This year I wasn't able to compete at the World Championships through injury, which was absolutely devastating. But looking back now, it's great. I had the year where I was able to sort of recover and actually get stronger. So now I'm in a far, far better position going into this year where we don't have a World Championships, but we do have World Cups. So it's still quite a sort of fairly important year. But the following year will be a World Championship year. So hopefully we won't just be aiming for one gold.
That's it for now. But don't forget, you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.